reply known publicly to all without exception, thus showing that there is a link between the first fundamental truth of the Incarnation, already mentioned, and the ministry that, with my acceptance of my election as Bishop of Rome and successor of the Apostle Peter, has become my specific duty in his see. I chose the same names that were chosen by my beloved predecessor John Paul I. Indeed, as soon as he announced to the Sacred College on 26 August 1978 that he wished to be called John Paul, such a double name being unprecedented in the history of the papacy, I saw in it a clear presage of grace for the new pontificate. Since that pontificate lasted barely 33 days, it falls to me not only to continue it, but in a certain sense to take it up again at the same starting point. This is confirmed by my choice of these two names. By following the example of my venerable predecessor in choosing them, I wish, like him, to express my love for the unique inheritance left to the Church by Popes John XXIII and Paul VI, and my personal readiness to develop that inheritance with God's help. Through these two names and two pontificates, I am linked with the whole tradition of the Apostolic See, and with all my predecessors in the expanse of the 20th century and of the preceding centuries. I am connected, through one after another of the various ages back to the most remote, with the line of the